from Washington, this is BOA News. I'm Philip Alexia reporting. White House firings and hirings. White House Communications Director Anthony Scaramucci has been fired after just 10 days on the job. And it comes as General John Kelly was sworn in today as the new White House Chief of Staff. Kelly is a retired Marine Corps general who was the head of Homeland Security, but he's now in charge of moving the presidency of Donald Trump into another direction just 6 months into President Trump's tenure as president. Here, President Trump during the swearing-in ceremony.
What he's done in terms of homeland security is record-shattering. You look at the border, you look at the tremendous results we've had, and you look at the spirit. And with a very controversial situation, there's been very little controversy, which is pretty amazing by itself.
And if anyone thinks all the changes going on at the White House, or if the hiring of John Kelly and the firing of Scaramucci are signs the presidency is in a state of chaos or confusion, well, President Trump reminded the country that much is going right since he took the helm.
We've done very well. Lots of records created, John. You look at stock markets, the highest it's ever been. Unemployment, lowest in 17 years. Companies are doing tremendously well. Business spirit is the highest it's ever been, according to polls. You look at the polls, the highest it's ever been.
Meantime, the Vice President Mike Pence saying Monday there's no larger threat to Baltic states than the specter of aggression by Russia as he pledged support for NATO allies Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania.
At this very moment, Russia continues to seek to redraw international borders by force, undermine democracies of sovereign nations, and divide the free nations of Europe one against another.
Concerns about Russian expansionism have increased sharply in the Baltic region. This is VOA News. Los Angeles reached an agreement Monday with International Olympic leaders that'll open the way for the city to host the 2028 Summer Games while ceding the 2024 Games to rival Paris. The arrangement would make L.A. a three-time Olympic city after hosting the 1932 and 1984 Games. Mayor Eric Garcetti's calling it a historic day for Los Angeles, for the United States, and the Olympic movement. Jamaican sprinter superstar Usain Bolt will seek the limelight when he takes to the track at the World Track Championships in London this week. He's dominated sprinting since taking double individual gold at the Beijing Olympics in 2008 and going on to win a further six Olympic golds and also picking up 11 world titles. Bolt has opted not to defend the 200 meters world title this week, so this means he'll not race against South Africa's Wade van Niekerk, the athlete Bolt had tipped to take over as the next track and field superstar. The United States has slapped some financial sanctions on the Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro after Sunday's election gave the South American country's ruling party almost unlimited powers. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin.
As a result of today's sanctions, all assets of Maduro subject to U.S. jurisdiction are frozen, and U.S. persons are prohibited from dealing with him.
The U.S. believes Sunday's election was a sham, and there could be more sanctions to follow that could target other senior Venezuelan officials. Senator John McCain was back in Arizona Monday to begin treatment for brain cancer, but it did not stop him from again slamming the Trump administration for having no strategy for success in Afghanistan. More than 6 months after the presidential inauguration, McCain is the chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee and said in a statement earlier on Monday that 8 years of a don't-lose strategy has cost us lives and treasure in Afghanistan. Our troops deserve better, he said. Security remains high at airports around Australia now, with more intense screening of luggage after law enforcement officials thwarted what police described as a credible attempt to attack an aircraft. Four men arrested in raids in Sydney have yet to be charged. Darren Chester is the Australian Transport Minister.
In the order of 137 million passenger movements are made throughout Australia each year in domestic and international flights, and it's critical that we maintain passenger safety and confidence in our system.
It's been reported that terror plots involved smuggling an explosive device onto a flight from Sydney to the Middle East, possibly Dubai, as a carry-on luggage. And Vanessa O'Brien's become the first American woman to summit K2, the world's second highest mountain. The 52-year-old banker from New York led a 12-member team of international climbers and planted the U.S. flag on top of K2 on July 28th. I'm Philip Alexia. This is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.